Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jarrow, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jarrow.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jarrow. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Duluth Rundown Podcast. I'm joined here with Mr. Mike Ward as well. I've got my coffee in hand.
Yes.
Mike, how you doing?
Real good. Real good. Nice, crispy, cool.
Yeah.
Winter day
it's
here.
It's a Sunday afternoon, and I'm drinking a 16-ounce coffee. This might come back to bite me later on, but I just really felt the need for a coffee as I was driving down to your place.
If you start talking really fast, Shay, like, pause you or
right? Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
if I have too much caffeine, I'm like,
you get a little jittery.
Yeah, or just talk fast. I just talk. Yeah. Well, hey Tony, should we get right into it here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, we have some race results coming in. Not a ton of recent race results as we get into the kind of the slower running race season, but. One of the largest races in Duluth was announced behind Grandma's Marathon and Gary Bjorklund Half Marathon is the Gobble Gallop. And that was on Thanksgiving morning, just right here downtown Duluth. Sloppy conditions.
That's
sloppy,
what I heard.
Icy.
Yeah.
It was just horrible running.
Yeah. Slow conditions.
Because we got our first kind of snow the day before.
Yeah.
So that's not the first time that's happened.
Correct.
But yep. it was cold, you know, maybe, I don't know, 15 degrees.
Yeah.
But much warmer than it's been in the past.
Sure.
Also yep. much colder than it's been in the past. It's kind of an interesting time of the year where you can get any conditions. We had a winning time of 15:50.
Okay.
And that was Evan Walpole.
Yeah.
Evan is part of the running group.
Lake Effect.
Lake Effect running group. Yes, yeah. Thanks. And there was a lot of Lake Effect people in the top. Scott Bailing, Mark Laughlin, Tom Cedarquist was in there, John Curley, just a few in the top 10.
Nice.
And we had under 18, like 12 deep. So definitely cool. Yet another competitive year. And then Caitlin Braithwaite, we've announced her name on the winning side for female for several races over the years. She took the win with an 18:46. And let's see, I don't know how many people total, but I want to say several thousand. So I don't have that exactly up. And then the other race that we have to announce was yesterday. And I am well aware of the standings for this one because I was at the race. I did it. It was really fun.
Nice.
Just perfect conditions, I thought, in Chester, which is my home course.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, it gets stomped down so quick. You got the sun beating down on one side.
Yeah.
The freeze thaw. Sometimes it's really treacherous in there.
It can be a little icy, yeah.
Some years there's been no snow at all.
Right.
But this year is like just perfect winter running.
Describe the route for me real quick.
So you start and finish right in the chalet area.
Okay.
We started by going out towards Skyline on the road. So like around the playground.
Yep.
And then we went up, like hook a sharp left and to go up by like to UMD.
Yep.
And then we ran the rim, hence the name Chester Rim, the bike trail. Back towards like St. Scholastica, Kenwood College Street intersection, wrapped around and then went down like the new, which I really like actually, they built the new like foot access only.
Yes.
Like in between trails a couple years ago, I think, to get pedestrians off the ski trails in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then took that down past the bottom of the chairlift. Went all the way down, like let's say the west side of the Chester, the creek trail.
Yeah.
Turned around at the bridge.
The Dan Proctor Trail.
Yes, the Dan Proctor Trail, yep. Yeah. And then just right back up pretty much all the way to the finish. And,
nice.
Yeah, right about a 5K.
Yeah.
Tough because you're kind of going up a little bit, and then it's all downhill, but then mm-hmm. it's still just a tough...
That long grind coming yeah. back when you're already tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Josh Tarnowski, a local Duluth runner, took the win for guys at 22:46. That was fast enough to be a top five all-time time on that course. And then the winning female time was 28:13. Shannon Hogan, actually.
Cool.
Previous Duluth Rundown interview guest. So
yeah.
Nice work, Shannon. All in all, 65 finishers in the inaugural race of the Duluth Winter Trail Running Series, which is, I think, an excellent segue to upcoming races. Next weekend, we have the Wild Santa Run. That's at Wild State Cider. That is Saturday, December 13th, 2025. Registration appears to be still open and includes a five-piece Santa suit to run in. fun times at Wild State Cider. Looks like a bunch of post-race activities going on as well. And then after that, we have the remainder of the Duluth Winter Trail Running Series. So what we have there, just going to get up the dates here, bear with me. We have the Northwoods Winter Marathon and Half Marathon Championships. That's at Lester Park, January 3rd, 2026, 9:30 a.m. After that, late January, the 24th, Hartley Park 10K. And then the Frozen 4-Hour and 5K is February 7th in Lester Park. So a handful of races coming through for the Duluth Winter Trail Running Series.
Yeah, and those are fun races and a nice opportunity to just kind of continue on racing in the wintertime.
Totally. I mean, I really get the vibe, like the NMTC vibe mm-hmm. with the Winter Trail Running Series.
Yep.
Like really low-key, laid back. A little higher production value than NMTC, which I think is meant to be
right.
really, you know, bare bones.
Yeah, lo-fi.
Yeah, lo-fi. But like you get a shirt for the whole series. Like the shirt's pretty mm-hmm. cool. And Kim actually made like pumpkin cookies
yeah.
for the it was just like that. That's like the fun kind of
yeah, totally
low-key. Mom and pop race. I mean, it's kind of like my true mom and pop with Kim and Andy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's really fun, all smiles and good to get out there for sure. I haven't worked that hard since NMTC, you
yeah.
know, like,
yeah.
Whoa, I haven't gone under like 9 minutes for a mile for a while. This is different, but, yeah, it was really fun. So, moving right along, we have, trail conditions, the report from Chester anyways is fantastic. Oh my gosh, the
yeah.
trail was just perfectly packed down. It was a little slippery in spots, but like the course is really steep in spots, so like
right
it's slippery in the summer.
Yeah,
you know. yeah, it was just nice and cold. I think with these cold temps really helps set up the trail.
Yeah. Yep.
So
yeah, it's been a good December. I've skied a couple of times, Hartley and then over in Superior, and even the ski trails are pretty good, particularly for early December.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing to keep in mind. Like last 2 years, we didn't have snow this
right.
time.
Exactly.
A lot of years, you know, we're still in that kind of freeze-thaw.
Mm-hmm.
How fortunate did we get this year where we had literally zero freeze-thaw?
Right.
Like we went from like prime trail running conditions or... mountain biking, whatever you want to
right.
do, just like boom, one day.
Yeah.
And then it's like prime skiing, winter trail running.
Enough snow to make it work. Yeah, exactly.
And the cold.
Yeah.
Like,
and then the cold hit right after that. Yeah.
I've never like...
That's what you want.
Right, right. I've never like really considered the frustration, I guess, of the freeze thaw till this year where it's like we haven't, like since it snowed originally, we haven't had like a day where it's been like much right. above, you know,
right.
mid-30s.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
So get out there. I'm sure that most trails in Duluth are looking pretty good at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, and I feel like it's shaping up to be a good winter
yeah.
for being out and running, biking, skiing, whatever you're doing, snowshoeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The skiers doing like the snow dance with like the sticks and the stuff like that, you know.
Right.
It's working. Keep it up. Next, we have a kind of a hybrid coach's corner. Thoughts on the run? What's been rattling around upstairs, Tony?
All right. So this is what I've been thinking about. Actually, I've been thinking about it for a couple of years now. But as I've gotten older, I found it at times difficult to stay interested, particularly with regards to racing and performance. Mm-hmm. And for me, specifically with running, because I'm not going to be able to perform in, you know, PRs and all that kind of stuff. Those days are gone. The best I can do is like the best that a 55-year-old guy could, you know, it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
And I've checked all the boxes too. So for me, and I think a lot of other folks out there, like the challenge becomes, how do we stay interested? How do we stay curious? And I personally find, my thought would be to give yourself a big challenge, whether it's a big long endeavor or a challenge in like a new event, a new sport, maybe even going back down. I know a lot of people, as like adults start to get into the ultra world, particularly our podcast listeners.
Yeah,
maybe instead, this is just a thought, but maybe instead you try to see what you can do in the 5K, or something along those lines. But some sort of challenge that kind of scares you a little bit.
Yeah,
I was even thinking almost like I want to continue to live. You know what I mean? Like I want to continue to have these events and these goals in life that have some meaning to me and have like a, I don't know, I can take some pride in that that I'm going for it and that hopefully then I accomplish them.
Yeah.
I mentioned to you a couple of, after our last podcast, I have this big goal kind of endeavor in mind for biking next year. I'm not going to talk about it 'cause I don't want somebody to steal it, but it's been on my mind for over a year now already. And we're still a good 8 to 10 months away from when it would 8 to 9 months away from what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just kept me so, I guess, engaged.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to have that out there as this thing that's pushing me a little bit. It's
for sure.
It's scaring me a little bit, but in a good way.
Yeah.
So that I'm kind of prepared.
Yeah.
And I think something like that a lot of times is important to, you know, it's similar to like an FKT, right? You're doing this kind of on your own.
Yeah.
And usually the FKTs are pretty long, right? It's typically kind of this ultra sort of
multi-day
sort of thing, or just like this big, long kind of 40-mile running day kind of deal, or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about that individual, this is for me kind of approach,
right,
that I think is a good thing for us mentally and even spiritually as we continue to grow and get older. Because otherwise, I don't know. I guess for me, like, okay, another road 5K. Yeah, okay, been there, done that.
Right.
You know, and I was like, I don't know how much more I need to be doing that. It doesn't.
Yeah.
There's the curiosity for that is gone.
Sure.
But having something different, whether it doesn't have to necessarily be really long.
Right.
It just tends to be that way. But
tends to be that way. Yeah.
Yeah. But just something that really kind of fires you up inside as an individual, I think is important.
Did you expect that with, for instance, as an example, the 5K, or maybe, I mean, you've done marathons, you know, road marathons, and like that's such a, I feel like common runners progression is like you want to chip down your PR and then like get to the Boston qualifier and then chip that down and do did you expect, like, as an example for the 5K to feel like, maybe if I'm hearing you right, like bored almost of it? Or
I didn't expect that. I didn't really think that was going to happen back in those days.
Yeah.
Because that was all that I was interested in, was that road running with some trail running, but with performance in mind. What can I do? How fast can I get?
Yeah.
What more can I do?
Hmm.
It never occurred to me really that I would come to a point where it was like, I'm done with that. Hmm. That didn't occur.
Yeah.
And at first, I sort of felt bad about that, but I don't anymore. I don't feel bad that that has happened because that's just a natural progression. But the key then is, to me, as far as I'm concerned, the key is to still try to find something that sparks you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at is like, find something that kind of lights your fire.
And I'm curious. I mean, I have this in my own mind, like the answer to my question I'm about to ask, but like what... I'm curious, like, if this could help some of our listeners, you know, if they're feeling stuck in a rut, like, what, how do you even find what's next, you know? Like, this doesn't pop out of thin air.
Correct. Well, I mean, maybe it does, but probably it doesn't.
there has to be some inspiration or something, right?
Yeah, so...
Staring at a map or something, right?
Potentially. I got... inspired this idea for what I have planned came from watching a YouTube video. I like to go down some of those rabbit holes and watch certain things. I'm really into Tour Divide videos.
I don't
have a big desire to do the Tour Divide. That's, you know, 3-4 weeks. That's a long
time.
I don't know, but I love watching the videos. Usually they're, you know, like an hour long and the production is pretty high. Like, people take it pretty seriously, their video making with regards to that, and so they put a pretty good product out there, and I enjoy watching those. And so a smaller version of that came up, and I watched it, and I was like, I don't know, it struck me, and I was like, okay, I could maybe do something like that. And then it just kind of snowballed from there, where the idea took place, and maps, like you said, and that kind of a thing. And you're good at this too. Even you're, I don't know, 15 years or so, 15-ish years younger than I am, maybe 20. But you always have done a good job of finding some inspiration and like going for it with your border route, your FKT on the SHT.
Yeah.
You know, you've done a good job with that kind of a thing. What inspires you?
Same. It's actually like content creators, I'll say.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you know, like when I was going for the fastest known time on the Superior Hiking Trail, like doing backpacking, content creator wasn't even a term. You know, I found this guy from Vermont or something. I don't even remember the guy's name, but he had done a FKT attempt and like wrote about it, and I read this report, and then I ended up reading it like 10 times.
Yeah.
I'm like obsessed with it, you know? And then that's the seed that plants for me.
Yeah.
I found out about, just like on the internet somehow, about like this border route. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that's like the spark for me. And, just like search around and like stories, you know, and I think that kind of gets back to like human nature is to like gravitate towards stories, and storytelling is such a big part of us as a species, I guess. And, I think that's such a cool aspect of what we do with the podcast, is to facilitate those types of stories with our guests and things. And,
totally. That's what we discovered doing the podcast, is that everyone has a story.
Right.
It doesn't have to be fast people. It's every single person has some interesting tidbits to share.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, with being inspired for these endeavors and whatever we choose, it's similar to kind of the whole beginning of our podcast of being a link in a chain.
Right.
Like, someone inspired us, and then so we decide to go do it, and hopefully we can inspire someone else. So,
Yeah. And I think, you know, say what you want about, like, you know, the algorithm, I'm doing air quotes, the algorithm, you know, but like, it does help like expose us to different stories, I guess, that we wouldn't otherwise like stumble across.
Absolutely. Yep.
I think, just like watching YouTube and brain rot type stuff, social media, you know, but I mean, I'm an avid blog reader.
Yeah.
I love learning and finding out about blogs and reading and searching stories. And, you know, if you find one story, oftentimes on the website, there's other stories. And I mean, that's the spark for me, for sure.
Yeah, totally. You get some crazy idea, and then you start to think, well, maybe I could, and you're like, okay,
pull the thread.
I already have this piece of equipment, or I've already done a little bit something similar to this.
Yeah.
All I got to do is another step or whatever, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of my thoughts on the run / coach's corner. And I say coach's corner because hopefully it can be a little bit, some advice for some people or an inspiration for some people to, you know, try some endeavor that means something to them. Particularly if you find that maybe what you have been doing for, let's just say, years,
right,
is no longer firing you quite the way it used to.
Right, right. Yeah. I think that's like so like totally okay too, you know? Like, why do we even do this? Like, we're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Our sponsors aren't going to be sad if we don't sign up. I don't have paid sponsors, right? We don't,
right.
We don't, I'm not a pro athlete. Like, yeah. This is all for fun anyways.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Not only am I not getting paid, I pay a lot of money to do this. If I'm not having fun, that's
losing money.
Yeah, so that's a problem, right? So, but we all do it for a reason, you know, mm-hmm. for something to like look forward to, something to keep us motivated, you know, just that. I mean, for me anyways, like that daily, you chip away, and no matter if it's like a weird stand-up paddleboard thing or training to do a sub 17 5K, which I'm personally doing, like you mentioned.
Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of my focus,
perfect.
What I'm laser focused on.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put in the work. You got to chip away day after day.
Yeah.
Like whatever your why is or whatever.
Yep, absolutely.
You can find it elsewhere. And
yeah,
I think that's another piece of that too, is understanding like what drives you.
Yeah.
You know, what drives you, what drives me, you know, what drives our listener right now, you know, if you can understand that, maybe it's a little easier to zoom out and say, well, I'm not maybe as fulfilled with going for my marathon PR mm-hmm. again, you
right.
know?
Right. And I think too, like, I hope to be that 70-year-old guy who's still doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, right. Or that 80-year-old guy.
Yeah.
But at some point there's going to be a time where I probably won't be able to do these things. And I want to have at least some memories, some really great memories. And I want to be able to look back with some pride and say, yeah,
for
I did
sure.
this. I tried this. I failed at this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, the Teddy Roosevelt man in the arena, you know, it's better to dare great things and fail than to live in the gray twilight where there's neither victory nor defeat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So go ahead and try. That's
for sure.
Better than not trying.
That's how you learn.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's kind of a good segue back to what I'm into. What are you into lately these days?
So what I've been into... I've been doing a lot of Zwift lately. I really enjoy that Zwift bike that I got a few months ago. The thing's awesome, particularly in the winter where I can just put in more effort rides if I want to, or I can go easy too. But what I'm into is trying to just do a lot of stuff all winter long, whether it's Zwift biking or potentially some fat biking or a little bit of running and some skiing, and just stay super active and trying to squeeze things in. Often if I have a 20 minutes, I can hop on the Zwift and do a 20 minute workout if I want to, or just a 20 minute ride in general. But taking advantage of the time that I have and just try to come out of the winter, you know, as fit and strong as possible.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into. Yeah.
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 Well, that's awesome.
How about you?
I pretty similar, you know, it's interesting. And I think that's a part of why I love the, you know, the relatively extreme seasonality of where we live, you know, and like the dark winters, you know, and the cold.
Yeah.
I feel like we have more time in the winter than the summer, you know. The summers go by so fast and we're always busy. And
yeah.
Like, I feel like in the winter we have more time to devote to stuff like that. So,
I think that's actually true.
Yeah.
Yep.
A little bit similar. I've found I've had more time to actually like do my strength routine, which is really important to me, I feel, and something I've neglected for a long time. I'm trying to get a little bit more consistent on running and just like get the plan back in motion. But I've really been into, you know, I'm an avid gardener. I have a indoor grow operation I'm trying to get underway.
Yeah,
you know, because we have such a short season, and I've been working on that a ton in my basement, and
nice.
It's getting close.
Cool.
It's been kind of this vision for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Years and it's just roadblock after roadblock, I don't know, making progress.
It's getting closer though, huh?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm into lately. Finally, shout outs. We had a couple shout outs come across the email actually. One was my personal email. I just wanted to give a shout out to people out there who are looking to make an impact with volunteer work. I know for a fact there's several different boards of directors that are actively looking to recruit board members. And, you know, we talk about volunteering a lot. I think like 4 events or races on one day, or like trail work, mm-hmm. you know, or adopting a trail or whatever. You know, I mean, just so important to keep like races alive, more or less.
Yep.
But, you know, something to not sleep on. I don't know if we've really talked about this much as boards of directors.
Mm-hmm.
NMTC, the Northern Minnesota Track Club, is one. That's a nonprofit club, I believe. They require a board of directors, mm-hmm. and I know that they're actively recruiting. It was on their Facebook page. So that's one to check out if you're a local trail runner. Also, I saw on the North Shore Inline Marathon page that, of course, has the North Shore Run, a lot of different races, roller ski. Planning with that is to one, you know, central event, but super important. And then there's just like a ton of other boards in the area. St. Louis River Alliance, they mm-hmm. have a board of directors.
Yeah.
You know, the YAF,
yep.
Young Athletes Foundation, part of Grandma's Marathon, they need a board of directors to operate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting
COGS.
A couple. Yeah, COGS. Yeah, mm-hmm. Cyclists of Gitche-Gumee Shores. There's just so many.
Yeah.
Superior Hiking Trail Association.
SHT, yep.
I was a board member for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit different volunteer work than like trail maintenance or something, or even like race operations, you know, where it's more emails and meetings and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a different energy that's required. And I don't know. I think it's a great experience. I can speak for myself. I know we've both been on boards in the past,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we're either on one. Are you on
it? I'm not anymore. Yeah, no, I was on YAF. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's a long life. We have mm-hmm. plenty of time to do again. But
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I learned a lot, like professionally, you know, like kind of from an organization standpoint, and just like almost like professionalism, you know, mm-hmm. to some extent,
mm-hmm.
Like made a lot of great connections, like professionally. I think like someone who's young, like trying to wedge their foot in the world, you know, of
yeah, definitely
business networking. Like what a great opportunity.
Yeah, you meet a lot of cool people in the community.
Oh yeah.
That you might not normally meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's a common thread. I feel like with nonprofits talking about boards is like, we need more young people mm-hmm. coming in because
yeah. yep.
people are aging out of this role and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And it's great for younger people too, cause it does require some energy, at times. And
oh, yeah.
it's honestly not a huge, huge time commitment. It sometimes, you know, maybe interferes with certain things depending on your own lifestyle. But for the most part, I don't know how often you guys met, but we only met once every couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah. Quarterly board meetings, you yeah. know, it's a couple hours,
yep.
maybe like a couple hours a month
mm-hmm.
that I was actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yep.
Yeah, it's not a huge time commitment at all.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you're at the ultra marathon aid station for 12 hours, I mean, right. that's probably a few 6 months on a board.
Yeah, exactly.
<You're> extrapolated out. So, yeah. And feel free to email us at theduluthrundown@gmail.com if you have questions about that or want to talk. Yeah, like Tony, you and I, we have enough resources. I think if someone was interested, we could point them in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So wanted to talk about that. And then we also had a shout out from Duluth Rundown listener, Jeffrey Burns. Jeff, thanks for emailing us. Jeff said, I wanted to give Eric Patterson a shout out for organizing the Edmund Fitzgerald Memorial Run. This was on the 50th anniversary of the sinking of the ship. Local runner, cyclist, skier, Eric Patterson. This apparently he's done it a few years and makes a shape of the ship.
Okay.
This running route. So it's okay. kind of just this goofy, like Strava shape run
yep.
thing.
Yeah.
Jeff continues, a ton of people showed up, including a lot that had said they haven't been to any group runs before. I like to encourage things that get people over that barrier of running together as a group. A fun time was had by all, and wanted to thank Word, Washed Up Runners of Duluth, for letting it preempt their normal group run night and time. So... yeah, props for Eric Patterson for organizing that, and thanks, Jeffrey, for sending us the shout-out. And I think that's all that we got for this kind of combination. November, December, I think, was kind of the plan. It's a little bit lighter
in terms of fewer races going on right now, so a little bit less to talk about. And we didn't get an interview guest this episode either, so it's a short and sweet one.
Yeah, nice and short and sweet, but people are probably thankful for that, listening to us blab on. So. Yeah, well, we'll be back maybe in the new year, I suppose, or who knows, towards the end of the month. I don't know when we'll be back when we're back. And for now, that's a wrap.
All right, we'll see you out there, everyone.